adding the Forge London game, do you think that'll impact your revenue over there?
Well, we hope not. And we don't think so, because we think the pie is actually growing and all the pieces of the pie are growing as well. But, you know, we have to be cognizant of that. You know, where is that breaking point in terms of games? And, you know, what we don't want to see is our efforts, financial results over there diluted in any way, because it makes us weaker.
Ticket prices for 2017?
They've been announced. Season ticket prices are the same as 2016, if you renew by the deadline. The deadline was the end of February, so it was like last year. If you renew after the deadline, there's a 7% price increase. Renewals have gone very well, but other than that, there hasn't been a price increase.
Can you put a percentage on how many people renewed before the February 28th?
I could, but we don't talk about it a lot. But it was a sizable percentage.
Up from last year?
It was actually very similar to last year. Almost right up, right on top of it.
Why are you guys thinking of the acquisition market on top
of that? Well, you know, you market new things, and Tom has been here before, and he's come back. You know, if we were making a business presentation to bankers, we wouldn't be spending a lot of time focusing on the old things about Everbankfield. We'd be talking about all the new stuff. So, yeah, we're marketing Tom because he's new, but also the fact that, you know, Tom has quite a reputation here in this community. He was beloved for what he accomplished here. He really built this organization. And the fact that he has come back after winning a couple Super Bowls, he remains committed to Jacksonville. He's kept his home here the entire time. Of course we want to focus on him.
Can you see a tangible difference already in anything?
Yes. Yeah, there is a higher degree of optimism. In fact, we do surveys all the time with our fans, and one of the things we probe is their intent to renew their season tickets. So we do it multiple times throughout the year. We had a wave of research that was out a week before Gus was let go, and then we did another round of research in the beginning of January, and the results were spectacularly different. And we attribute that to, you know, Tom joining the organization, and I think, you know, a lot of people looked at the performance of the team the last two games.
How unique of a situation is that for you and your people to market for this, you know, for having Tom come back to
it? It's a great opportunity for us. That's for certain. But Tom would be the first one to say, the only thing that matters is whether we win football games. And I think we've also have not hesitated from focusing on that theme too, because that's what Tom's all about.
It's hard not to look at the numbers you present with London, and do you guys ask yourself, can you do more over there to exploit some of those numbers, or are there more ways to go?
Well, we're starting to grow some revenue streams over there that are beyond what's happening at Wembley. You know, we have all those programs that we've introduced. There's sponsorship opportunities that come along with that. We just added a sponsorship director that's based in London, so we're continuing to make an investment. And again, the goal is, the more revenue that we can generate in London, the UK, that goes a long way to helping offset some of the revenue we simply can't generate from Jacksonville.
How big is the kids program as part of that?
Oh, it's a real priority, because that's a generational thing. I think, you know, if you need to understand the game first, and then if you play the game, that's a big step to becoming a fan of the game. And that's not something that happens overnight, but, you know, we're doing that in conjunction with the objective of not only raising the profile of the Jaguars, but also raising the awareness of the National Football League and the rules and how you play the game.
Is winning the variable between getting where you are to where you want to be in your ticket price? I mean, is that the big obstacle?
Well, I would never say that around our salespeople, you know. Winning is by far the most important thing. I don't think we've ever shied away from that in terms of any comments I've made since I've been here. Winning isn't the only thing. It's the most important thing. But now we need to focus on finding revenue streams that supplement those that are tied to the Jaguars. That's why some of these things have been so important to us. And, you know, we're making progress. If we can't, you know, we can't snap our fingers and have a million more people move to Jacksonville, nor do I think would we want that if you lived here. But we do have to try to replicate the economic impact that those million people may have had on the Jaguars. And the way we do that is maximize things here with the team, but also try to find new and different ways of doing things.
All right, thank you, Mark. Last one, yeah. Last one.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Last one. Except your approach to the shipyard, when would you actually break ground on that?
Well, it would take us probably 60 days at least to work through a development agreement with the city. Is it possible that if we were selected, could we have some actual construction activity in early 2018? I don't think that would be a stretch. Well, it's going to build, the build out of that, it's probably over 5 or 6 years, but you know, we would expect things to come, and to the degree that the improvements are well received, then that will accelerate the development.
Are you any more or less optimistic this year?
About what?
About the shipyards.
You know, I was equally optimistic last time. You know, it's, you know, we were selected as a developer last time. The city, because of other priorities, particularly related to the pension issues, chose not to move forward. You know, we really liked the Met Park site upon reflection, and the city decided to expand the project to include both, and we couldn't be more excited about that. Now, if the city is able to get the pension a resolution over the goal line, so to speak, then I think a lot of things are going to be ready to go, including shipyards, whether it's us or some other developer.